WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here at TC3 for game two of our doubleheader today. The Butler Auto pregame show. South Courtrai Andy's girls taking on Lafargeville now in the New York State Class D girls regional round, or the quarterfinals as we call it. Should be a great game here today between South Courtrai Andes and Lafargeville. The Butler Auto pregame show. Coach Bonskowski and I are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at ButlerAutoSales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on our Butler Auto pregame show. They have the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And, well, Coach, here we are. South Courtrai Andes taking on Lafargeville. Always fun this time of year. You get to see some new teams. Lafargeville, the champs from Section 3, coming in with a record of 19-2. South Courtrai, only one loss on the year. It's win or go home right now.
Yeah, and you can always expect a good game when you get to this point in the season, because all the teams that are left have had a phenomenal year. So hats off to any team that gets this far. You've won your section. You're now into the state playoffs. So looking forward to an exciting game here between the two Class D champions.
Winner of this game will move on to the state semifinals on Thursday the 20th at 2:30 in the afternoon. They will be the opening game of the state tournament up at Hudson Valley Community College. The winner of this will take on Chateauguay, the Section 10 champ, who won earlier today over Section 7 champ Scroon Lake. So winner here today will play on Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon up there at Hudson Valley Community College. And then the Cooperstown girls, who defeated Delhi earlier today, will be playing at 6 up at Hudson Valley against Stillwater from Section 2. So from what we've been told, our intel here is that it really starts and ends with the Barton sisters here for Lafargeville, the Red Knights, especially the senior, Emmeline Barton. For me, what I've been told is this could be a game of South Courtrai has more of the size advantage with Caitlin Deisenroth and with Addie Eckert. Lafargeville will like to push the pace, get up and down, very guard-oriented team. So maybe two contrasting styles here today, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it looks as though Lafargeville's depth is at the guard spot, and South Courtrai Andes certainly has the size advantage. So, like you said, contrasting styles.
Looking at their record from throughout the year, they played mostly teams from up in their neck of the woods, really did not venture outside of their own section. One of the games that stands out to me is a 65-51 loss in a non-leaguer to Hamilton. Hamilton, out of any team that is on their schedule, is one of the teams that I've seen play tight games with Delhi, Cooperstown throughout the year. So that's an interesting comparison, but hard to tell. You get into some of the smaller schools, they tend to stick to their own league, and sometimes it can be hard to tell. Had a good chat with our friend Jeff Maliner this week about this team. He said the Barton sisters really make it go here for Lafargeville. So we'll see. But, you know, if you're South Courtrai Andes, how much are you preaching? We just do what we do this time of the year, and we have to come here and execute and play the best of our abilities. And I think you got to establish Addie as early as you can in the ballgame.
Yeah, and you don't want to, like, totally change the way you play. You want to play the way that got you to this point, because you've certainly had some success if you're in the state playoffs. So yes, I would expect South Colorado Indies to try to get the ball inside and establish both Addy and Caitlin here early in the game.
And in typical fashion for this time of the year, I was at South Courtright earlier in the week. I don't think it's any secret. Half the school was out sick, some different illnesses running through the school. So I know a couple of the players are going to be battling some, you know, symptoms today. But everybody's dressed. Everybody's here and ready to go. And we also saw Caitlin Deisenroth turn that ankle in her semifinal game. She's got a big brace on that today. So this time of the year, you're trying to stay as healthy as you can and hope for the best, right? I mean, that's all you can do.
Survive in advance. That's what it comes down to this time of year.
Just a reminder that tomorrow we'll have our two games from the arena. We'll have the Cooperstown boys taking on Moravia at 1:30, and we will also have the Morris boys taking on Sackett's Harbor at 3:15 is the tip for that game. So we will be bringing you those two contests from down at the Broome County Arena tomorrow, or the Visions Arena down in Binghamton tomorrow. And so those will be two fun games as well, especially Coop and Moravia. We're going to pause for the national anthem here. We'll be back to TC3 for South Courtright Andes and Lafargeville coming up on WCDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's is celebrating March with the Reuben Sandwich, available all month long.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to TC3. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream today brought to you by SFCU. Coach is going to have the Section 4 champ, South Courtright Andes Feathers.
So for South Courtright Andes and head coach Josh Burrows, we have number 2, sophomore Nora Trimble. Number 20, senior Caitlin Deisenroth. Number 21, senior Addie Eckert. Number 23, junior Carly Dropp. and number 24, junior Madison Reeves.
On the other side for Lafargeville, the Red Knights and head coach Zach Steiner. They are going to start with number 0, a junior, Chloe Gafford, a sophomore number 1, Eliza Smith. One of the players they really want to watch today, a senior number 2, Emmeline Barton, a sophomore number 5, Maggie Barton, and a senior number 12, Ella Porter. South Courtright Andes is going to be in the home white uniforms with that royal blue trim, with Rams across the front of the uniform in that blue lettering, Lafargeville. Those Red Knights across the front, the cherry red uniforms with the white trim there. We are set and ready to go. South Courtright Andes, the champs from Section 4 against Lafargeville, the champs of Section 3. South Courtright Andes going right to left on your radio dial, and Lafargeville left to right. We're all set and ready to go here between South Courtright Andes and Lafargeville. And the opening tip is won here by Lafargeville, and we'll get started. Red Knights have it going left to right on your radio dial. Chance of defense from the South Courtright Andes fans. They'll work it to the top of the key. And here for Maggie Barton, the sophomore, will find it over to Emmeline Barton on the baseline. Slips one through, and we got an early foul here on FKA as Eliza Smith got hacked underneath as she was going up for the shot. She'll go to the line for two. That's going to be on Nora Trimble, her first. And yeah, the Rams cannot afford to get the bigs in foul trouble early here. First shot at the line is up and good for Eliza Smith.
That was good patience by the Red Knights on that first possession. The ball went from side to side, and then they attacked the baseline and found a cutter in the middle of the lane there for the scoring opportunity.
Second shot off the back of the rim and tracked down here by the Rams with Madison Reeves. And Lafargeville with a 1-0 lead early here in the state quarterfinals. Winner goes to the Final Four on Thursday afternoon up in Troy. Nora Trimble to the interior. It's knocked away here by the Red Knights. They're looking to run. And here is Emmeline Barton. Stripped of the basketball, and Dyson Roth comes away with it. And they'll get it to Addie Eckert, who will bring it up the floor. South Courtright again in the white with the royal blue trim going right to left. We're about a minute in, and Lafargeville leads 1-0. Coming off a screen, Eckert trying to back her player down. Underneath, on the baseline, feeds one over to Carly Drop. Pump fakes. In a tough spot here in the paint. 8 on the shot clock. Has to fight her way through, get the shot off, and are we going to have some sort of a timeout here? I'm not sure. The refs blew that play dead and then pointed over to the Lafargeville bench. What do you think, Coach? Did they think he called timeout or something?
I don't know what happened.
Coach Burrow's getting an explanation as well.
I think it's an
inadvertent whistle of some kind.
Yeah, I think it was an inadvertent whistle. I think the referee might have thought he heard timeout from Lafargeville. The South Courtright had the ball, so Lafargeville can't call timeout.
So SK gets it in. They go to Nora Trimble on the left side, and a little floater in the paint for her is no good. Ball popped out. Drop gets a rebound out of bounds and going back to Lafargeville. So SKA can't get one to go even on the little bonus possession there. And in the backcourt, Red Knights have it with 6:40 to go here in this first quarter. Red Knights in the red uniforms with the white trim. Maggie Barton with the basketball. A three from the outside is no good. A rebound here for the Red Knights is tracked down by Ella Porter, and she'll pull one back out. And into the paint. Now here for Emmeline Barton. Her shot was short, and Eckert's got a rebound here for SKA. Nora Trimble to the left side. They go inside for Dysonroth. Little give and go. Trimble shot. No. Off the side of the rim. It got deflected at the last minute. And Emmeline Barton is back in transition. A pass ahead here for Maggie Barton. Back outside. A three here for Lafargeville is well off the mark. And then brought down. So it's a 1-0 lead still here for Lafargeville over South Courtright.
Both teams still trying to settle in here in this regional contest.
And I will say it's Margie Barton. I understand I misread that a couple of times, and now South Courtright, Andy's giving it away as a foot on the line on that far side here for Carly Drops. So both teams trying to get through some of the early pickups here. 5:40 to go first quarter. Lafargeville with a 1-0 lead. Seems more like a soccer score here at the moment. Chance of defense from the Rams student section. Red Knights will get it to the interior here for Emmeline Barton. We'll feed one back to Smith. Smith, little baseline drive here. Back to Margie Barton. Underneath. Shot here for Gafford is blocked. Second chance opportunity, and Addie takes it away. Addie Eckert got a steal, and we'll bring it down the floor in transition. Eckert to the left side, lost control of it. Out of bounds, it's going to stay here with the Rams. And not a lot of rhythm to this one so far.
No, both teams trying to settle in, I think, to the gym and the atmosphere and the situation of the game.
5:15 to go here in this first quarter. South Courtright Andy's trying to get on the board here for the first time this afternoon. Again, we're live from TC3 in the state quarterfinals. Winner to the state final four on Thursday. Here's Nora Trimble finding Deisenroth underneath. Step through and scores. Big bucket there for Deisenroth. And South Courtright Andy's lead 2-1 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. A three from the outside here. Won't fall for the Red Knights. Good look there for Eliza Smith, but it wouldn't go down. Back in transition here for SK. They go to Deisenroth on the interior. Feeding one back out here for Madison Reeves. A little up and under for Reeves. No. Eckert, yes, on the putback. And Addie Eckert scores, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Lafargeville. So it's up Courtway Andy's 4, Lafargeville 1. 4:40 to go first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:38 to go here, first quarter. South Courtright Andy's girls leading Lafargeville 4-1. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Glad to have you along here on WCDO. We'll be recognizing many of our special sponsors throughout today's game. Little baseline drive here for Emmeline Barton. Whips one over for Gafford on that far side. And now back here to Barton. Underneath, lost control of it. Has to pull it back out. Barton on the baseline drive. A little up and underneath, and a foul underneath here on South Courtright Andy's. Who's this going to be on? Might be on Trimble, which would be her second.
Yep, Nora Trimble, her second.
But Trimble's going to have to come out. Actually, they're going to leave her in. Lexi Hendrickson will come into the ballgame, and Carly dropped to the bench. So Coach Burrow's making some changes, but not the one we expected. And the first shot at the line is up and good here for Emmeline Barton of Lafargeville. That makes it South Courtright Andy's 4, Lafargeville 2. Second shot coming here for Barton. This one is good. Barton averaging right around 23 a game, so South Courtright's going to have to keep an eye on her throughout the afternoon. It's a 4-3 ball game. Rams leading by a point here, and now a foul on the Red Knights as Nora Trimble tried to take it to the rim.
And that foul is on Chloe Gafford from the Red Knights, her first, team first.
South Courtright Andy's 4, Lafargeville 3, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Rams will look to get it on the baseline, and they do. They find Nora Trimble. Try to go inside for Addie Eckert. Lost control of it. Stays alive with the Rams. Eckert now, straight away. Addie with a little pull-up, and she's good from the left elbow for Addie Eckert, and she's got it. A stop and pop there for Eckert, and South Courtright Andy's lead 6-3. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Red Knights on the baseline for Barton. Foul on the floor as she tried to turn the corner there.
I think that one's going to be on Addie Eckert. That'll be her first.
Red Knights with some good penetration so far. Haven't had too much to show for it, per se, but Rams are getting in some foul trouble. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. South Courtright Andy 6, Lafargeville 3. Officials checking something over with the scores table here. Eerily quiet for a state regional game when they have some of these extended timeouts. Red Knights will look to get it in here on the left low block. They work one back out for Barton. Stop in the paint. Has to kick it out. They go to Margie Barton on the near side. Here for Porter. To the interior here for Smith. Her little pull-up is good for Eliza Smith. That makes it 6-5 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Rams leading the Red Knights. And then the ball knocked out of bounds. Hecker tried to feed one into the left corner. And it's a turnover on the Rams going back to LaFargeville. Some more of our special sponsors throughout our weekend coverage include the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Mallinckrodt Farm here in the first quarter. Back in transition. Reeves will pull it out. Hope to set it up here for the Rams. Coming off of a screen. Reeves with 15 on the shot clock. South court right going right to left. Reeves to the inside for Dizenroth. At the left low block. Works one out for Hendrickson. Back over to Nora Trimble. Good take here by Nora. The finger roll won't go down. And a rebound here for the Red Knights. They're looking to run with Emmeline Barton. Barton down the right side to the interior. And she can't score. Rolls off the back of the rim but kept alive here by Margie Barton. Back into the left corner. Back to Emmeline. And her floater bounces hard off the back of the rim. No good. Dizenroth's got a rebound. And she's looking to take it down the floor here for the Rams. With 2:05 to go in the first quarter, they find Eckert to the interior. Her shot won't go. Second chance, Reeves. No. And Dizenroth limping pretty good here. And Nora Trimble is down on the far side. So two players a little shaken up on this stanza here for the Rams. With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And we'll hope that Nora Trimble's okay. Coach Burrows and his staff coming out to check on her. We'll be back. An injury timeout. South Corey, Andy 6, LaFargeville 5 on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It appears that Nora Trimble's okay. Came off the floor with the coaching staff. She has some knee problems with her kneecap that she battled with all soccer season. Courtright got to the regional game in soccer, too, and she popped her kneecap out of place, and she's been kind of fighting with that ever since. So we'll hope Nora's okay, and maybe she can get back in the ballgame. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. A steal now for the Rams. South Courtright, Andy 6, LaFargeville 5. Here as we come up on a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Into the corner now for Hendrickson. A three for her is short. A lot of contact, no call. A rebound here for the Red Knights. And they'll bring it back down the floor here with Margie Barton, the sophomore. Passing one ahead. A jumper for the Red Knights. No, missed it off the back of the rim. Dizenroth coming down here a little hard. Shaken up. And then the ball on the outlet pass hit the underside of the hoop. So South Courtright, I guess, technically turning it over here.
Yep.
And giving it back here to the Red Knights. I was busy watching Dizenroth.
Yeah, the official said that the ball hit the back, the post that kind of helped the basket hang there from the backside, so that's out of bounds.
Red Knights on the baseline, and a jumper here is good for Emmeline Barton. She has 4 points, and LaFargeville leads 7-6 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. South Courtright fighting some early injuries. Here against LaFargeville, and they pass to the high post. They go to Eckert on the interior, and she scores. Boy, she scooped that up when it looked like LaFargeville was going to get a steal, and Addie scores. She's got 6 points. And now LaFargeville, stepping out of bounds in transition, is going to give it back to the Rams with 45 seconds to go first quarter.
Yeah, the Red Knights looking to run, but that pass was just a little too far for Eliza Smith.
Rams will get it in. In the backcourt, knocked out of the hands there of Carly Drop. Trimble down here doing some exercises with her kneecap to try to get back into this ball game if she can.
Reeves down the left side of the floor here for the Rams. Runs into a trap at midcourt, and we got a timeout taken here by South Courtright. 37 seconds to go first quarter. SKA leads Lafargeville 8-7 here in the state regional game from TC3. Just want to recognize a few special sponsors before we hit the break. They include NBT Bank, Circle of Life Amulet of Hobart, as well as the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown and Shindero Federal Credit Union in Franklin. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Right out of the timeout, every coach's worst nightmare. A turnover by SK gives it back to the Red Knights. It was an over and back call. Take that time to draw something up, and a little costly turnover there for the Rams. Inside for the Red Knights, a block here by Dizenroth on Chloe Gafford, and she'll head to the line for two.
Good execution there for the Red Knights. They executed that play. It was kind of a little drag screen across the paint there for Gafford. She drew the foul on Dizenroth, her first.
Gafford's first shot at the line, no good. And we'll have to keep an eye on Dizenroth. She's looked like she's kind of favoring that ankle a little bit. She's trying to gut it out. Trimble still on the bench here for SKA doing some exercises. Second shot for Gafford is good. So we are tied at 8-8 with 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. In the backcourt, Reeves, double-teamed, gets out of it, finds Addie Eckert, and across midcourt. Eckert, little dribble drive of her own, steps through, Eckert travels. 12 seconds left first quarter, and it's going to go back. Here's the Red Knights.
Yeah, it really looks like the Red Knights want to put pressure on the ball pretty much full court. So anytime South Courtright has the ball and they're dribbling, the red jersey's not too far behind.
One thing we heard about in scouting them is they love to play up-tempo if they can, create some chaos. 5 seconds left. Here is Emmeline Barton in the corner. Dribble drive. Drop is in her face. Barton has to toss it up and nowhere to go. The shot is off the mark. Good defense. End of the first quarter. Rams and Lafargeville are tied 8-8 here in the state quarterfinals. We got another good one so far from TC3 on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on WCDO. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski. A steal here by the Red Knights, and they're in for the layup. It's up and good there for Margie Barton. It's a little breakdown by the Rams, and Lafargeville leads 10-8. Then we got a traveling violation here on Addie Eckert, it looks like, and so it's going to go back to Lafargeville. And SK trying to settle in.
Good news here. Nora Trimble back in the lineup for
SKA.
Have to keep an eye on her. Sometimes with Nora and that knee, it can come and go. Again, we said she kind of has like a little bit of a kneecap problem where it pops out from time to time. Appears to be okay, though. She's had to make a couple of strong moves on defense so far. So good. Red Knights have it going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the cherry red uniforms with the white trim. SK's in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim. Inside, a little floater here for Barton. Buckles off the back of the rim and a rebound for Dizenroth. Dizenroth to pass ahead for Nora Trimble. And SK will pump the brakes to pull it down. With 6:45 to go in the second quarter, here's Eckert on a baseline drive, and she is fouled before she could get that shot completely out of her hand. So Addie will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Corley Gafford. Some more of our special sponsors today include NYCM Insurance of Edmonton, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. And Addie's first shot at the line is good. She's got seven so far today for the Rams, seven of their 8 points. And so it's Lafargeville 10 and SKA 8.
And that could be a key foul for Lafargeville, as Gafford is the only listed center on the program. So she'll have to leave here with about 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. And that's one of SKA's strengths, is their size inside. So let's pay attention to the score here when Gafford left.
We are tied 10-10 as Gafford heads to the bench as Eckert goes 2 out of 2 at the line. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Red Knights have it. Far side, 3-ball here for Lafargeville. No good. Rebound, Addie Eckert. That shot was off the back of the rim there for Ella Porter. Neither side has really shown any real desire to shoot from the outside here so far today. That was the first 3 for Lafargeville that I saw. Dizenroth takes it down low. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. It's out of bounds. They're going to stay with the Rams. Did everything but finish as it popped out. 6:20 to go, second quarter. We're glad to have you along in a 10-10 ball game here between the Rams and the Red Knights. Rams will look to get it into Addie Eckert in the left corner. Addie swings one far side. Carly dropped for 3. That's short. Rebound out of bounds and going to stay here with the Rams. Last touch by the Red Knights. 6:10 to go, second quarter again on the baseline. Rams will have it to the left of the hoop. They feed one in here for Addie Eckert. Steps through, and we got a foul underneath here on Lafargeville as Addie was going up and under, and she's up to 8 points so far. So Eckert will step to the line to shoot 2. Eckert finding her rhythm in the early going, and her first shot is up and good at the line. 9 now for Addie. South Courtright, Andy's leading 11-10, retaking the lead here over Lafargeville. Second shot for Addie is good. She has 10 of SKA's 12 points. And then a steal on the inbounds by Hendrickson. And SKA is going to get it back again, leading by 2, 12-10, going right to left. And Eckert, despite being the biggest player on the floor, much as we've seen all year, running point pretty much here for the Rams, and now a reaching foul on the Red Knights. How much of a matchup nightmare is that if you are Lafargeville trying to guard her way out there?
Well, I think it's a matchup nightmare because of her size, and she has a good handle out there, but I think the guards from Lafargeville have given her a little bit of trouble with their speed and quickness. So that'll be interesting to watch how that plays out throughout the course of the game.
Drop to the interior, finds Dizenroth, and her shot was short, and a rebound for the Red Knights, and they're looking to scoot it through, and the layup is up and good here for Emmeline Barton, and she has 6 points, and we're tied back up at 12. 5.5 to go in the second quarter, and to the right side, Trimble tried to feed it through from right to left, and there was nobody home on that left wing, out of bounds and back to Lafargeville.
And if Lafargeville can score, that allows them to set up their full court press. And they've created some offense from their defense a couple times, so that's key.
5:20 to go here in the second quarter. Tied 12-12 in what has been a defensive battle so far. A 3 from the outside there for Lafargeville. No, second chance. Rebound here for Smith. Couldn't get it to go. And Dizenroth gobbles up the rebound. And here comes SK.
And SKA's size there really was a factor. That really bothered Lafargeville on that shot.
Inside for Trimble. She can't get it to roll. And a rebound here for the Red Knights. And again, they're looking to run with Emmeline Barton. This is what they like to do, is try to get out in transition. Barton at the top of the key. Little up and under. Barton the floater. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. And Eckert with another rebound. And they're kind of limiting Lafarge to some one and done. Back down the floor. Spin move here for Addie Eckert. Inside. Hits the shot. And she's down. Count the bucket. She's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Eckert's got 12 points and looking for more. I think a big thing, too, Coach, is how much gas does Addie have in the tank? She's handling the ball a lot. She's got guards all over. She's having a dribble drive. It's a lot for one player to take on. Not that she's not used to it. As Eckert at the line hits, she's got 13 of SK's 15. Timeout taken. We'll let you answer when we come back. Girls leading the Farnsville 15-12. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Delhi girls stuck around for a lot of this first half. Looks like maybe their bus is finally getting ready to roll now. But, you know, it's pretty amazing. Delhi and SK separated by maybe, you know, 10, 12 miles right there on Route 10. And to have two great programs like this right down the road from each other, pretty cool in Class C and Class D. You could come here as a fan today and really stay for both games. So a little unofficial timeout. They're letting Addie tie her shoe out of the timeout here.
One of those eerie silence moments in the game here when something stops and we don't understand why. I think everybody in the gym heard you with your commentary there.
Yeah, very quiet, but we're back underway now. South Courtright girls leading 15-12 here over Lafargeville. Chance for Section 3 here in the state quarterfinal. Winner will go to the state final four on Thursday. And here's Barton down low. A lot of contact, hits the shot. And Emmeline Barton has 8 points. And it's great. AKA 15.
That was a great backdoor cut and pass. Now the sisters connected there, Margie to Emmeline.
Pass into the corner now here for Addie Eckert. And hits a long two in the right corner. 15 for Addie of SKA 17. And here's Lafargeville trying to answer, and they do. They hit a three on the right side with Ella Porter, her first bucket. And we're tied at 17, and now a traveling violation here on SK gives it back to the Red Knights again. Wow, back and forth between these two. Feels like Courtright's got to get somebody else going on offense. You cannot continue to rely on Addie scoring all these points.
Yeah, and they're struggling a little bit with Lafargeville's full court pressure.
Red Knights get it in, going left to right. 3:40 to go here, second quarter. Tied at 17. Baseline drive. Barton feeds it inside. A nice move. Couldn't finish, though, for Eliza Smith. Rebound for the Rams. And they'll throw it away. Hendrickson threw it behind Eckert. Out of bounds. Just miscommunication. And Lafargeville's going to get it back.
Yeah, South Courtright Indies just have to slow down and take their time against that press.
Lafargeville gets it in on the baseline and stepped out of bounds here with Margie Barton. She turned and looked at the officials after getting bumped, thinking she was going to get a call or hoping for one. Didn't get it. Ball out of bounds.
And it looked like she stepped out, but I don't know if she did. It was really close. We don't have replay.
17 all. Here's Eckert in the paint. A floater for Addie. No, second chance for Addie. And a foul on Lafargeville. And they just really don't have a player that can match up with her size-wise.
Especially with Gafford on the bench with the early foul trouble.
We're tied 17-17 here between Lafargeville and South Courtright Indies. And Eddie can't get the first one at the line. It's the state quarterfinals here, live from TC3. And some more of our special sponsors include Colonial Ridge Golf Course in Lawrence, Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, and Preferred Mutual Insurance Company in New Berlin. Addy goes 0 for 2 at the line here after having such a good start, so we remain tied 17-all with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Red Knights have it at the top of the arc, coming off of a screen. LaFargeville into the paint, a little jumper here, very nice for Emmeline Barton, and she has 10 points. Making LaFargeville 19, South Courtright Andy 17. Back down the floor. And Dysonroff will feed one back to Nora Trimble. To the outside, Hendrickson dials up a three and hits. Lexi Hendrickson from downtown for SK.
Nice ball movement there that went from one side to the other, found the open shooter.
That's what she does best to make it 20-19. Barton trying to answer, shot won't go. Rebound out of bounds for the Red Knights, and it's going back to the Rams. With 2:25 to go here, second quarter, it's South Courtright Andy's 20, LaFargeville 19. And we said coming into the game, Coach, you're going to need some of these guards for SK to hit shots like that. Take some of that pressure off of Addy.
Yeah, those are important shots.
Here's Reeves in the backcourt, stolen. Big steal here by Barton, and she'll take it in and score. Emmeline Barton creating some chaos.
SKA is going to have to figure out this pressure, though.
Nora Trimble in the backcourt. LaFargeville leading by a point, 21-20, with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Ball poked out of bounds here by the Red Knights. It's going to stay with the Rams. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up shortly. Winner of this game will go to the state Final Four on Thursday. Rams get it in, trailing by one. 2 minutes to go, second quarter here at TC3. Pass to Nora Trimble, right side, stripped. Out of bounds, going to stay with SKA. On the baseline, Rams will have it. They get it into Nora Trimble. Little give and go. Back out, Hendrickson. Fires up another three. This one in and out. Top tie in the air, and the Red Knights got a rebound with 1:45 to go in the second quarter. And a pass to the inside for Eliza Smith. Turnaround for her. No, Smith gets her own rebound. Stripped by Dysonroff, and they take it away. Here come the Rams. Dysonroff in transition. We'll try to kick one into the corner for Madison Reeves. Out of bounds it goes. And again, just a little too much urgency here. They could just slow it down a little bit.
And there's been a couple times where I've felt like LaFargeville really could have taken advantage of some mismatches and tried to go attack the rim and pick up a second foul on one of the South Courtright Andy bigs, but they've chosen not to. So
1:20 to go here, second quarter. LaFargeville lead by one, 21-20. And they have it at the top of the arc here with Emmeline Barton. Barton, little baseline drive, pulls it out, backs her way in, and they'll work it back out. A three now is short here for LaFargeville. Rebound for Smith. Smith back over for Margie Barton. Her shot won't go. Another chance here for Smith, and they still can't cash in. Finally, the Rams get a rebound with Addie Eckert. And we got a foul as Eckert tried to take off down the floor and a reach-in, I believe, here on Ella Porter. Not most bigs are going to take off and run like that, and sometimes it worries you. It's kind of a runaway freight train, but Addie is going to make it work in her career.
I'm just surprised that LaFargeville's coach is not questioning. Down here, there's an awful lot of contact on some of these shots, and there's no call. You look up there at the board in this quarter, they're not supposed to put the fouls over five, but it's 6-0. So all six fouls this period have gone against LaFargeville.
First shot at the line for Addie is good. The second one is no good. So Addie's got 16, 1 out of 2 on that trip, but the Rams get a rebound. They keep it alive. They try to go to Dysonroff on the interior. She was stripped and then stepped on the line. It's out of bounds. So back to LaFargeville. We are tied at 21 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Red Knights have it, and they'll bring it down with Margie Barton. And across midcourt they come. Tied at 21. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Emmeline Barton at the top of the arc to the left side. Pull-up jumper here for the Red Knights. No. Rebound, Addie Eckert. Eckert down the left side with a home run ball ahead for Madison Reeves. Reeves to the interior. Her shot won't go. Dysonroff's got it, and she's fouled. And Geiseroth's going to go to the line. And the fouls continue to stack up here against the Red Knights. And so this will send Geiseroth to the line here looking for her first points. Actually, no, she did have that bucket early on. But only 2 points so far for Geiseroth, who was huge in the sectional final win over Stanford Jefferson with 16 points. First shot for Geiseroth won't go here.
And SKA is leaving some points here early at the free throw line. I think that's about the fourth or the fifth miss here in this first half, and those can come back to haunt you in a close game.
Tied at 21, Geiseroth, second shot is good. And so that makes SKA 22, Lafargeville 21. Red Knights have it, shot clock's off, 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Barking out a play, Margie Barton. See if they can get something open here for Emma Line. And a three ball. Oh, pops in and out. Rebound for Geiseroth. I don't think they're going to get the shot off, but the Rams have a one-point lead, 22-21 at the break, here in the state quarterfinals at TC3. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. Halftime coming up on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Hi, Michael Kramer, Overprice. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. Well, South Courtright Andes leads 22-21 over Lafargeville here at the break at TC3. Addie Eckert with 16 of SK's 22 here in this first half. And back and forth, but again, we talked about it early, and I really felt like neither team ever got a great rhythm to this game.
No, neither team seemed to settle in, and it just kind of was very choppy, like you said. No rhythm on offense, no rhythm on defense. It was just kind of a jumbled up first half.
On the other side, Emmeline Barton has 12 to lead Lafargeville, and then it's pretty balanced scoring from there. Eliza Smith with 3, Margie Barton with 2, Ella Porter with 3, Chloe Gafford with 1. On the other side for SK, again, 16 for Addie Eckert, 3 for Lexi Hendrickson, 3 for Caitlin Geiseroth is the other scoring there for the Rams. So, you know, if you could get Drop or Reeves or Trimble to get going a little bit, that could certainly help, but feels like a game that could come right down to the wire here.
And South Korea Andes is really asking Addie to do quite a bit. You know, she's taking the ball out of bounds against the press. She's bringing it up against the press. She's rebounding on defense. So, like you said earlier, you know, is that going to wear her out as the game progresses here on this bigger court that they're, you know, they've played on SUNY Delhi a couple times, but is it going to wear her out on this bigger court? Asking her to do all that, but so far so good.
And it certainly seems like Lafargeville would prefer to play kind of an up-tempo, in-your-face defense style. So is that going to pay off for them? I feel like anytime they've gotten down by 3 or 4, a couple quick steals and a layup, and they're right back in it. So maybe that's the style they want to play. We'll see. But 22-21 here at the break. Again, the winner of this game will move on to Thursday's New York State semifinals at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they will play Chattagay, the winner of Section 10, who defeated Scroon Lake from Section 7 earlier today. And I'm pretty confident that whether it's SKA or Lafargeville, nobody's going to be in town on Thursday in either of those communities. Depending on who wins, everybody will be at Hudson Valley. That's always the small schools always show up to HVCC. That's great to see. So Coach and I are going to take a quick break. Halftime score, the Rams lead by 1 here in the state quarterfinals. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umpthall is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umpthall hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umpthall Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you to start the second half here from TC3, New York State Class D girls regional game, the state quarterfinals here. South Courtright Andes leading LaFargeville out of Section 3 by a point, 22-21, as we start the third quarter. Shot here underneath the hoop for one of the stars of LaFargeville, Emmeline Barton. She can't get it to go. Rams will bring it back down. South Courtright Andes now going left to right on your radio dial. The home white uniforms with the royal blue trim.
And LaFargeville comes out in a box and one against Addie Eckert.
And they go to Carly Drop, and Drop hits it from the right elbow, and she's able to connect. First bucket of the game there for Carly drops. And now a steal by Addie Eckert. As Lafargeau tried to pump one to the interior. Back up the floor here for Nora Trimble. Trimble calling out the plays, and it is Emmeline Barton trying to guard Addie Eckert here. So it could turn into a game, as we talked earlier, about the role players on each team and what can they do. We got a jump ball here. Arrow's going to keep it with SK. 24-21 our score. Rams have it. I think a lot of people thought maybe Lafargeville was going to walk away with this game early, but the Rams really have held their own. I mean, they're in the lead right now. This is kind of the buzz I got coming into today's game. This Lafargeville team, very good. The chance of Section 3. A pass inside for Nora Trimble, and she finishes. And a big bucket there for Nora. So you got Drop and Trimble with their first basket for the ball game here after Lafargeville goes to the box and one. Barton with a straightaway three. Margie Barton, no. Rebound for SK. SKA leading 26-21. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Nora Trimble on the right side as SK now goes left to right. Live here from TC3. Carly Drop to the interior for Deisenroth. Now back to Drop. Three ball here, left it short. Addie with a rebound, and she flushes it down. 18 for Addie Eckert. And we got a timeout taken here by Lafargeville. What a start in the third quarter, and SKA leads 28-21. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And the Rams lead 28-21 here over Lafargeville out of the timeout. Here's Barton with a good take. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled. And Emmeline Barton, the leading scorer here for Lafargeville with 12 points, will head to the line. I want to thank again all our special sponsors for today's game, including Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, NYCM Insurance of Edmonton, as well as Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. And Barton's first shot at the line is up and good. Barton with 13, she averages 23 a game for the Section 3 champs here, the Red Knights. Second shot for Barton is no good. Addie Eckert tracks down a rebound. And Eckert's going to dribble out of harm's way and find Carly Drop on the far side. As SKA leads 28-22 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter here at TC3. Left side for Reeves to the interior now for Deisenroth. Now back out to Reeves. Little drive here for Drop. For Nora Trimble. Baseline drive to the left side for Reeves. And a jumper there is good for Madison Reeves. She's got it.
And Lafargeville, they kind of in the matchup, they went back from man-to-man, but Emmeline Barton stayed with Addie Eckert.
One of the biggest leads of the game, South Courtright Andy's 30, Lafargeville 22. Emmeline Barton has to pull it out and reset. And we'll dish off here to Margie Barton, tries a three from the outside, no good. Second chance rebound here for Chloe Gafford. That also is off the mark, and a rebound here for SK. Deisenroth with an outlet pass to Addie Eckert. Down the left side, and we have Addie stepping out of bounds with Barton harassing her the whole way down. So Lafargeville is going to get it back.
Just like in the first game, we felt it was important for Cooperstown to stay attached to SKA. I think it's important for Lafargeville to stay within striking distance of SKA here.
Heck of a game earlier with Cooperstown coming from behind to defeat Delhi 55-48 in that Class C game. And now here's the bank is open. Little jumper here from Eliza Smith from the foul line, and she hits it to make it 30-24. South Courtright, Andy's in control. Trimble will back it down and go to Carly Drop, and they'll pull it out. Look to execute on offense. Drop to the left side. Goes to Madison Reeves. Good take here by Madison. Too strong, though. Rolled off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Red Knights. And back in transition, Margie Barton stops, pops for three, left it short, kept in by the Red Knights, but it went right to Addie Eckert off the good save there from Barton. Emmeline tossed it over her shoulder, but Addie was right there to save it on the baseline. Rams have it going left to right. They go to the high post. It'll give and go. Dizenroth finds Nora Trimble, and she scores. Trimble with a big up and under, gets it to go. Great pass by Dizenroth, and it's 32-24. 3:45 to go here in the third. A three ball is good from the outside. Huge shot there for El Porter from the left wing for the Fargeville. That makes it 32-27. South Courtright Andes leading with 3.5 to go in the third quarter here at TC3. Rams across the midcourt timeline with Madison Reeves. Reeves looking for some options. Little drive to the interior here on the right wing. Reeves stuck in a tough spot, and we got a timeout taken by Josh Burrows. With 3:20 to go in the third, Rams call a timeout, and it's SKA 32, Lafargeville 27. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:20 to go here in the third. And it's South Courtright, Andy's 32, Lafargeville 27. Out of the timeout, they go inside for Dizenroth, and she can't get it to go. And the Red Knights will get a rebound here with Eliza Smith. And back in transition here for the Red Knights. Barton will dish one off for Margie Barton. That was Emmeline to Margie. To the interior, Red Knights will pass it back down low again, and it just feels like they're running into a brick wall down low in terms of the twin bigs down low here for Eckert and Dizenroth. But we do have a foul underneath here on Eckert. SK fans thought it was a travel, but it's going to send Eliza Smith to the line. And so Smith's going to step in here for Lafargeville as they try to stay in touch in this game, and she hits the first one at the line. Smith with 6 points. Second one coming with Smith at the line. And this one off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Addie Eckert. Eckert in the backcourt. Shovel pass ahead, finds Nora Trimble. Trimble across the midcourt timeline, looking to set it up with 2:40 to go here in the third. Trimble into the paint. Now left corner, dishes off a pass, finds Carly Drop. Drop to the interior, and that rattles in and out. And a rebound here for Lafargeville. Boy, dropped it, everything but finish right there. Just popped out. Emmeline Barton takes it to the interior. Her jumper is good. And Barton's got 15. And a timeout is going to be taken. Yes, timeout going to be taken here by Courtright, it looks like. Back to a two-point game. SKA 32, Lafargeville 30. 2:20 to go in the third on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. And just like you said, Coach, Lafargeville had to stay in touch. They went on a little run, and they slice into the Rams' lead. It's 32-30 for SK on top of Lafargeville late in the third quarter. And now a turnover, and Lafargeville gets it back.
And the other key is if Lafargeville scores, it allows them to set up their pressure, and they've been able to create extra possessions and get turnovers. So that's vital for their success.
32-30, our score. Lafargeville gets it back. They find Emmeline Barton to the interior. Her jumper is good, and we're tied as Barton's got 17. SK's lead was up to 6, even 8 at one point, but what a run here by Lafargeville to get back in to tie this up with 2 minutes to go in the third. Looks like we'll have another game that could possibly come down to the wire here at TC3. Some more of our special sponsors here for this afternoon's game: Clark Sports Center of Cooperstown, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, and Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright. And now a pass in to Addie Eckert. And Coach, what did you see here? A turnover going back to the Red Knight.
Well, it looked like Addie caught it, but she was off balance, and she just took a couple extra steps. I think she thought that she got pushed. But the official that was standing right there said, no, you stepped out of bounds. We're going the other way.
We talked about it last week when we were here. These lines can be tough to see. There's a lot of lines on the court, and the sidelines are not real thick lines either. So a turnover here by Lafargeville in the left corner, and the Rams are going to get it back again.
They had a moving screen down there.
So the Rams get it back, and a steal here. Both teams wrestling for it on the floor. Addie Eckert somehow dove for that ball. Was able to save it for the Rams, and it gets knocked out of bounds again. It's really become a hot potato.
He is his only 1 second. That should not be a reset. This official down here is saying reset. It should not be a reset. They got 1 second to get it over. And it's 10-second violation.
Yeah, there it is, 10-second violation. Kind of left SKA in a tough spot there. And so Lafargeville gets it back in a 32-32 ball game with 1:42 to go in the third. And to the left side, Emmeline Barton tries to take it right to the interior, and she's fouled. Felt like the fouls were really in favor of SK in the first half. Down so far in this half, it's kind of stacking up the other way.
Yep, and I think South Courtright is fortunate that that wasn't called on one of their most players, called on Nora Trimble. That's her third, but very easily could have been called on one of the post players.
Trimble to the bench, and Barton gets the first shot to go. Emmeline Barton with 18, and Lafargeville takes the lead, 33-32. Second shot coming. It's good for Barton. He's got 19.
Now, just like we said, it was important for Lafargeville to stay connected. I think it's equally as important for SKA to stay connected.
Two-point lead here for the Red Knights. Madison Reeves does a good job, breaks the pressure. Gets it to the near side in front of her own bench. Going to have to try to dribble through a double team and finally get stripped. And then Lafargeville dribbles it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams. But the pressure relentless here from the Red Knights. It's really starting to pay dividends for them. 1:20 to go here in the third. And an 8-point lead is evaporated for the Rams. Lafargeville doing it with their pressure. Carly Drops got to try to get one in here. It's going to be very close. And it is a 5-second call. Had nowhere to go with it. And again, the defensive pressure from Lafargeville paying dividends.
Yeah, she just needed to get that one up high where either Caitlin or Addie could have got it. She had a couple opportunities, but give Lafargeville's defense credit.
1:15 to go here in the third. Lafargeville 34, South Courtright Andy 32. Top of the arc, little crossover, stepping in, and a jumper here for Barton is good. She's got 21. She's taken over near the end of the third quarter. And Lafargeville leads 36-32. Here's Eckert in the paint, and a foul now on Lafargeville with 56 seconds to go in the third. And it really feels like SK needs to get a bucket here on this possession just to stop the bleeding a little bit. Drop on the baseline. After that foul was on the floor against the Red Knights. Drop looking to get it in. And she does to Dizenroth, but then her out of pocket picked by Barton. And Emmeline Barton trying to go coast to coast, takes it in and scores. And the wheels coming off a little bit here for the Rams. The Barge goes up 38-32. And a steal by Barton. Takes it to the interior. Hits the shot. They're going to say she traveled, though.
Wow, SKA is fortunate there. That was a nice move. I don't know about the travel. We're way at the other end of the court, but to me that looked like a good bucket and a foul.
Wow, the roof would have blown off on the Lafargeville side of the court because she hit that tough shot and would have been fouled, but instead it's a travel. So 38-32 with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here's Dizenroth. And a travel is going to be on Dizenroth as she took it to the hoop. And it's going back to the Red Knight.
And the pressure and athleticism of Lafargeville is really getting to SKA. They're making them play at a pace that they don't want to play at.
38-32 for Lafargeville on top of South Courtright Andes. What a tale of two parts of this quarter. South Courtright Andes owned the first part of the third quarter, but Lafargeville has battled back. 15 seconds to go here in the third, and Lafargeville leads 38-32.
At one point, wasn't Lafargeville up eight? South Courtright up eight?
Yeah, up eight. Jumper here for Barton. No. Rebound for SK. 5 seconds to go in the third. Here's Addy near midcourt. Trying to toss up a three, and it won't go. Fourth quarter coming up. Lafargeville 38. South Courtright Andes 32. Can the Rams pull off some SK magic? We'll find out when we come back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, we start the fourth quarter here from TC3 with the SKA girls trailing Lafargeville from Section 3, 38-32. Traveling violation here on Lafargeville, and it's going to go back to the Rams. SK had an 8-point lead in the third. It evaporated, and now Lafargeville up 38-32. Can the Rams make another run? Coach said earlier, it's a game or a day of runs. Here's Addie Eckert with 18 points, 16 in the first half. They find it Madison Reeves to the interior. The floater is good for Madison Reeves.
Big bucket there for SKA.
Makes it 38-34. Lafargeville leading by four with 7:15 to go in the fourth. Barton to the left side and a jumper for Emmeline Barton. It won't go down and a rebound here for Carly Dropp. Drop an outlet pass for Reeves, and SK's got a good chance here. Cross midcourt here for the Rams. A pass to the interior for Dizenroth. Little up and under. No, second chance for Dizenroth. Yes, then we're back to a two-point game. Big bucket by Dizenroth. She's got five.
Good answer here for South Courtright Andy.
Makes it 38-36. It's 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. New York State Class B girls basketball quarterfinals. Barton with a three from the left corner with a hand in her face. She hits it. 26 now for Emmeline Barton. Makes it Lafargeville 41, SKA 36. Ball going back to Lafargeville after it was tipped out of bounds right in front of the scorer's table here. Boy, and Barton has just been a handful in this second half.
Yeah, she's just like the Energizer Bunny. She just never stops, defensively and offensively.
A senior here for LaFargeville. He's had a great career. Looking to extend her senior season today for the Red Knights. They lead 41-36. SK has answered, but Barton has had an answer for them every chance they've had here in this second half. 6:15 to go. Barton, another corner three. This one is off the side of the rim, and Addie Eckert grabs the rebound. And an outlet pass here to Lexi Hendrickson. Hendrickson in transition finds Carly Drop in the right corner. Drop back to Hendrickson, and they'll pull it out. 6 minutes to go. Hendrickson, a pass to the interior. It bounces off the leg of Eliza Smith. It'll stay with the Rams.
I don't understand why they call that a kick. She didn't intentionally kick it. The girl threw a bounce pass, and it went off her knee. I guess I don't understand that rule.
On the baseline, Hendrickson will get it into Addie Eckert. Addie trying to establish on the interior. Misses the shot here from the right low block, and a rebound for Barton. Boy, and she's working hard. Barton with a home run pass ahead. And a layup won't go there for Eliza Smith, but she's fouled as it rolls off the front of the rim, and Smith's going to go back to the line. But the energy and the stamina that Barton has shown here in the second half has been great for LaFargeville. And so Eliza Smith will head to the line.
And that's four fouls on Nora Trimble.
She's got to be careful the rest of the way. First shot at the line won't go down for Eliza Smith. Gets a little pat on the back there from Barton. And another one coming. LaFargeville 41, SKA 36. Second shot for Smith is also no good. And the rebound scooped up here by Addie Eckert. Barton has really been chasing Eckert here in the second half, trying to limit her as much as she can. Nora Trimble. Trimble taking it inside. A good take, and she scores from the right low block. Trimble with 6 points, and it's back to a three-point game. 41-38, LaFargeville with the lead, 5:20 to go in the fourth. Barton with 26 for LaFargeville, comes off the screen at the top of the arc. Barton behind the back dribble, and a three ball. She passes it off, and a hit for Ella Porter.
Is that her second three of the game?
Her third three.
She's hit some clutch shots. A nice pass by Emmeline. Find an open teammate, make a shot there, and the pressure continues to cause South Carolina Indies with some issues. They turn it over in the backcourt.
They're making me eat my words earlier where I said, well, none of these teams want to shoot from the outside, and now they've really started to heat it up in the second half. LaFargeville leading 44-38. 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. A pass down low. Great pass from Barton to Gafford, and she's fouled. Can't get the shot, but Gafford to the line, and all the momentum is with the Red Knights right now.
That'll be three on Addie Eckert. And, you know, it's interesting. So far in both games, the momentum has really swung on some key three-pointers in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, very true. Going back to the Coop and Delhi game, that was all on some threes.
And that changed when Emma Johnson buried the two three-pointers. And then you had one from Nealon. And here you've had one from Barton and another one from Porter that have really swung the momentum of the game.
Gafford one out of two at the line, so it's LaFargeville 45, SKA 38. With 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter, it's do or die now for the Rams. Coming in today with only one loss on the season. Into the right corner, Trimble will pull it out and find Lexi Hendrickson. They try to go to the high post for Eckert. A steal by Getsu by Barton. She's going to take it the length of the floor. Addie hustles back on defense, blocks the shot, but Barton goes down hard, and there's a foul on the play. And Barton's going to go to the line. Good hustle back there by Addie, but her fourth foul with 4.5 to go. And Barton has just taken over this game late in the third and into the fourth quarter. First shot won't go. A little bit of a different release at the line, Coach, for our shooting guru.
Even on her outside shot, she really makes an emphasis on the one hand. She really shoots it with one hand. The guide hand comes off very quickly.
And a timeout's going to be taken by South Courtright Andes. With the Fargeville on top, 46-38. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. LaFargeville leading South Corey Andes 46-38. The more out-of-town, some special sponsors from out-of-town here today. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, SFCU, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Chenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich. I say out-of-town because our sponsors are from all over the three-county area. So glad to have them all supporting us for our games today. And for our games tomorrow, we'll have the two games down at the arena for the Class C and Class D boys games. Well, South Corley's got 4.5 minutes to save their season. And they dribble it out of bounds here with Nora Trimble. The pressure continues to mount, and LaFargeville gets it back.
Still a lot of time left, though. South Corley Andes can't panic.
And so LaFargeville will get it in. They go to Barton, who has 27 today. She's been tremendous. Kind of had a slow start, but she's really picked it up here in the second half. Pass into the left corner. Another three for LaFargeville is in and out. And a rebound here for Dysonroth. Dysonroth stops, but gives it back to Eddie Eckert as we hit 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the defense by Barton has been amazing, too. Eddie to the inside, and she's fouled here. What's impressive about Barton is she has just control things on offense for LaFargeville, but then she's chasing Eckert around here on defense.
That's why I went with the Energizer Bunny. She just seems to have an endless supply of energy out there.
Carly drop on the inbound here with just under 4 minutes to go in the fourth. They find Madison Reeves to the interior for Dysonroth. Now back to drop, left corner. Back outside. Plenty of time here on the shot clock. 20 to go on the shot clock. 3:45 on the game clock. Hendrickson. Back up near midcourt, gets the screen. Boy, the pressure is there. Hendrickson to the interior, finds Dysonroth, and the fadeaway shot is good for Dysonroth.
Big bucket there, big bucket.
Makes it 46-40, 3.5 to go. SKA needs a stop here in the state quarterfinal. Chance of defense from the huge SKA crowd. Barton takes it into the tape of the defense and scores, and she's got 29, and they've not had an answer for her in the second half.
Seems like she can just go wherever she wants on the offensive end. She's got quite the handle.
48-40 our score. With 3:05 to go in the fourth, LaFargeville leading by 8. A big run towards the end of the third quarter has put them in control. Pass to the interior for Dysonroth. Now inside for Addie Eckert. Little up and under for Addie. She's hacked and fouled by Barton. And Addie will head to the line here with 2:56 left. Addie Eckert, a 1,000-point scorer. Could this be her last game in an SKA uniform? Undecided on where she'll play next year. Said she wanted to wait until the season was over to make any announcements. Well, she's got to save her season now. She hits the first one at the line. 19 for Addie. And the second one coming. Add her name to a long list of great SKA female players that have come through. She goes 2 out of 2. 20 now for Eckert. Still a 6-point game. LaFargeville 48, SKA 42.
Need a stop.
Barton's got it near the top of the key. Madison Reeves trying to guard her. Leaving it here for Margie Barton. Into the left corner. LaFargeville taking their time. 10 on the shot clock. Good pass down low, and they did get the stop. Dysonroth with the block there on Gafford. And here come the Rams. Big possession coming up. And, oh, we got a push-off here on the Rams on Madison Reed right at midcourt. That's a tough, tough call here with 2:25 to go. LaFargeville 48, SKA 42. Timeout going to be taken here by the Red Knight. We'll step away. SKA down 48-42, late fourth quarter with 2:26 to go on WCDO.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, your security is our priority. Remember, we will never call, email, or text asking for your online banking username, password, or verification codes. If someone does, it's a scam, plain and simple. Protect yourself by staying alert. And when in doubt, contact us directly. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:26 to go here in the fourth. LaFargeville will have the ball out of the timeout. Leading 48-42. The Rams, only one loss on this season. Delaware League champs, Section 4 champs. Trying to save their season right now with 2:20 to go here in the fourth. Emmeline Barton has been tremendous here for LaFargeville. She's got 29 points. Gets into the paint. Barton into the right corner. A three here for the Red Knights is no good, and Addie Eckert sweeps up a rebound. Big possession coming here for the Rams. Can they score? Ahead now for Reeves. Inside for Deisenroth. Back out. Hendrickson, a three ball. Oh, in and out. Rebound for Addie Eckert. Kept it in somehow. Deisenroth back to Eckert. A three for Addie in the corner is no good. Might have rushed it a little bit there with a minute 50 to go. They felt like they needed the three. Red Knights will give it back to Barton, and she's going to slow it down now. 1:40 to go here on the game clock, and then a foul on Madison Reeves.
Not a bad foul because it forces him. No. I was going to say, I thought that was only going to be their fourth, but it's their fifth. So that's going to send Barton to the line.
And so Barton will step in here. And I don't know if Reeves just got frustrated there or maybe she heard from one of the coaches to foul. But Barton hits the first. Probably not the person we want to put at the line here if you're SKA. 30 now for Barton. Second shot coming here for Emmeline Barton. Stay tuned for our post-game show after this. As Barton goes 2-for-2. 31 now for Barton. And the LaFargeville leads 50-42 with a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Rams down to their final 90 seconds of the season. Hendrickson tries to find Addie, and it's stolen away here by Barton, and she'll take it the length and score. 33 for Emmeline Barton. And it's a 52-42 lead here for LaFargeville with 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Addie to the interior here for South Courtright. And they're going to count this bucket, I believe.
Oh, my word.
Thought the foul was way before that. LaFargeville is incensed by this call. But they're going to give Addie the points. She's got 22. She's going to have a chance at a three-point play. I mean, what do they say? No continuation in high school, but that, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. Addie to the line. And she's going to hit the foul shot. 23 here for Addie Eckert. And it's LaFargeville leading 52-45 with 1:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Barton shovels one ahead. Red Knights have it. And over to the far side. 1 minute to go. Back up top here for Margie Barton. And now we got a foul on South Courtright with 53 seconds to go, fourth quarter. So 53 seconds left here. This is going to send Margie Barton to the line. South Courtright, a frustrating second half here. They were up by as many as eight, but LaFargeville has just found a way, and they've really heated up. Margie Barton hits her first shot here at the line. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands. Barton will settle in. Second shot's good. Two out of two for Margie Barton. Makes it 54-45 with 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Rams have it. Little dribble drive here for Nora Trimble. And looks like we got a reach-in foul here on LaFargeville. With 46 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And on the baseline, we'll have Carly drop. Last gasp here for the Rams. Drop looking to get it in. Finds Addie Eckert with 45 seconds left. Eckert to the interior, off the glass and scores. 25 now for Addie Eckert. Makes it 54-47, 40 seconds left. LaFargeville back across midcourt here with Margie Barton. And the Rams are going to have to foul with Addie Eckert. And I believe that's going to be her fifth. Is that right, Coach?
That is correct.
Five on Addie Eckert with 33 seconds left. Eckert is going to foul out and get a standing ovation here from the SK crowd. A tough finish here for Addie Eckert as it appears SK, this might be her final game. With 33 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Everything she's done for this team, this community, as LaFargeville makes the first shot at the line. Second shot coming here for LaFargeville. And they go two out of two at the line here for Margie Barton. And it's 56-47 with 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Rams have it. Hendrickson from straight away. A long two won't go down. The rebound. Dysonroth gets tied up. And we'll have a jump ball with 22 seconds left. This Rams group, an impressive season. Sectional champs. Impressive year, I should say. Sectional champs in soccer and now basketball. But the regional round has been unkind this year for this Rams group. Into the corner now for Carly Drop. It got knocked out of bounds with 18 seconds left. The LaFargeville fans on their feet, knowing they might be going to Troy here in about 15 seconds, and they will. They get a steal. Down the line, Barton. And down the floor here for Barton with 10 seconds left. And she'll be able to dribble out this clock, it looks like. 56-47, LaFargeville, the Section 3 champs. They're moving on to the state final four. We'll be back with the post-game show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time here to TC3 where the South Courtright Andes girls fall 56-47. They were up by as many as eight in that third quarter, but LaFargeville, a heck of a second half. 33 points for Emmeline Barton. She just took over the game, Coach. She was tremendous.
She did, yeah. And also, you got to give her credit because she guarded Addie Eckert the entire second half. And believe she held Addie under 10 points in the second half. So our statement that she was the Energizer Bunny certainly fit. She was all over the place in the second half. Nothing for South Korea needs to be ashamed of. They had a heck of a year. You get this far, you had a great season, no matter what happens.
Yeah, she was, Addie was tremendous today. A great season for SKA. Their rich tradition of girls basketball and girls sports in general. Having great teams continues here this year, and a great career comes to a close for Addie and Caitlin and some of the other seniors on this team. Addie Eckert finishes with 25 points today, 7 for Caitlin Deisenroth, 6 for Nora Trimble, 4 for Madison Reed, 3 for Lexi Hendrickson, 2 for Carly Dropp. On the other side for Lafargeville, 33 for Emmeline Barton, 6 for Margie Barton, 6 for Eliza Smith, 9 for Ella Porter on those three threes, and then 2 for Chloe Gafford. So that's the scoring on the other side for Lafargeville. All right, we're going to give out our three awards. If someone happens to be listening from Lafargeville, obviously Emmeline Barton probably is the player of the game. She was tremendous. But when we do games where we play teams from out of our area, we'll give all three awards today to South Courtright Andes, just kind of throwing out that disclaimer. So we'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We wanted to go with Addie Ecker, 25 points for Addie. Another great, tremendous performance, over 1,000 points in her career, but this is where it ends today for Addie.
Yeah, she certainly had a good game today. I thought she really had it going in the first half, and then she just drew the attention of Lafargeville's coaching staff, and they really kind of locked her down a little bit there in the second half. But outstanding game, outstanding career for her, so congratulations.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Nora Trimble, fought back from that early kind of knee injury early in the game, but I just thought played hard, great on both ends of the floor, and some of these guards this year have done a really good job, led by Nora defensively. It's what helped SK get here today.
Yeah, I mean, her effort today was outstanding. You know, you feel for her with that injury to her knee, but she really was a main contributor in South Courtright Andy's success this year, so would like to recognize her today for her accomplishments.
And lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We wanted to go with another senior here, Caitlin Deisenroth, 7 points today. Caitlin did not play last year and, you know, had a great sophomore year, didn't play last year, played again this year, and it made all the difference. I thought her being back on this team was a real key piece, and she was tremendous today, kind of fighting through that ankle injury. It looked like a bunch of the SK kids were feeling under the weather. They gutted it out, including Caitlin, and we'll give her the all-purpose award.
Yeah, her presence in the lane there, both on offense and defense, is certainly a huge factor for any Class D team, locally or in the state. So for a coach to have the likes of Addie Eckert and Caitlin Deisenroth, certainly a formidable front line for any school to deal with. And I thought Caitlin today played really good defense. I thought she had some key offensive rebounds. She had some nice shots. So congratulations to her on her senior season.
And so it will be Lafargeville and Chateauguay from Section 10. That will be in the Class D girls semifinals at Hudson Valley Community College at 2:30 on Thursday. But that will conclude our coverage of Class D girls for the season. All our teams from our area are done. So far we have one game at States. Cooperstown girls will be playing on Thursday at 6 o'clock up at Hudson Valley against Stillwater from Section 2. A reminder that tomorrow, Greg and I will be down at the arena. We'll be covering the Cooperstown and Moravia boys game at 1:30, and then at 3:15, the Morris boys against Sackett's Harbor. So that's going to be the Class C and then the Class D games tomorrow. And if they were to advance, their semifinals would both be on Friday back down at the arena in Binghamton. So we'll give you all that information tomorrow, but make sure you join us probably about 1:15-ish tomorrow. We'll be courtside at the arena for what should be a fantastic Coop, Boys, and Moravia game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, both teams ranked in the top five in New York State. I think between them they have one loss. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
So should be a heck of a ball game, and then looking forward to the Class D game as well.
I know people who have not seen a high school basketball game all year that are buying tickets to go down to the arena tomorrow, and that's a great thing. Get more people out in the community watching games. And I highly encourage you, if you haven't seen a game all season, you want to see a really good basketball game, go to the arena tomorrow. You can buy tickets online. It's $10. Go down and get a ticket, and you can watch a really good game.
And how many games are going on down there? I mean, there's definitely two.
I think there's six games tomorrow. I mean, you could buy a ticket and stay all day if you want.
You could buy a ticket for $10 and see six state regional playoff games.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great day. A lot of good food down there at the arena. They do a really nice job of hosting. And we'll be courtside for two, I think it's six games tomorrow. But, I mean, they start in the morning and they go all day. So if you're a basketball fan, I know there are some people that will do that. They'll be there when the doors open, and they won't leave till they kick them out. So
not a bad Sunday.
No, it's a nice Sunday. So, Greg, thank you very much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo, our producer back at the WCDO studios, as well as Craig Stevens for helping out back there. We'll see you tomorrow. Cooperstown girls advance. Delhi's season is done, and South Courtrai Andy's season is done as well here on the girls' side. So fantastic seasons for them. Boys' games tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Saturday. We'll see you on Sunday on WCDO Sports.
CDO Super Classics. Saturday night from 6 to midnight. It doesn't get any better. Only the best hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. CDO Super Classics. Super Classics. Every Saturday night from 6 to midnight. 6 to midnight. See.